Brilliance Audio.
Her Name is Night by Yasmin Ongo. Performed by Tamika Caton Donegal. To my dad, Herbert Nana Ongo, chief of our tribe. Rest in peace, Dad. Memory is both a gift and a curse. Author's note. Please note, this novel depicts issues of emotional, sexual, and physical abuse, parental death, human trafficking, and both physical and sexual violence. The descriptions of violence are vivid, and I have worked to approach these topics with the utmost sensitivity and respect. I wanted you to be aware in case any of the content is triggering. Please use the resources below if you need any support. One other thing. This novel is about one fictional woman's story, told concurrently during two different times of her life. During her childhood, her story is in first-person present tense, so that you see the world and her journey through her eyes. As an adult, her story is in third-person past tense, to give you a panoramic view and scope of what this kick-ass assassin can do. Thanks, Yasmin. Suggested resources for victims of human trafficking and abuse. RAIN, National Sexual Assault Telephone Hotline, 800-656-HOPE-4673. Department of Defense Safe Helpline, 1-877-995-5247. National Human Trafficking Hotline, 1-888-373-7888. National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. National Alliance on Mental Illness Helpline, 1-800-950-6264. Crisis Text Line. Text HOME to 741-741. Language Notes. Wodini, a noun. Twi, one of the Ghanaian dialects from the Fontu region of the Ashanti. Translated, Wodini means murderer, killer, or as it relates to Nina Knight, assassin. 1. After. Echo cast one more look at herself, making sure the swim cap was securely on her head, the waterproof earpiece embedded in the diamond stud earrings she wore. She bent down, grabbing the fluffy white towel next to her, making sure her tulle was nestled within its folds. Nigerian businessman and fixer Adam Mofor liked to take a swim early in the morning, before the community pool began to fill with patrons preparing for classes or practicing on Nigeria's Olympic team. She padded out of the locker room toward the inside pool. She could hear the marked splashes echoing in the hallway as he took his laps. Smelled the chlorine before spying the blue of the water with the black painted lines on the pool floor. She stopped at the entrance, scanning in case anyone was there and she'd have to take them out too. The place, as she'd anticipated, was empty. A disembodied voice said through her comms, "Security is doing rounds. You're clear." She laid her towel on the tiled floor next to the edge of the pool as Mofor approached, slicing through the water with the grace of an athlete. From the intel she'd received, Echo knew swimming was a passion of his. He should have stuck to that, rather than selling out the tribe and passing state secrets to their enemies for his financial benefit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?